Chapter 1. There is no better vantage point from which to survey the village of Swivel, Wisconsin, than from the tip-top of its historic water tower. Carolyn Sawchuk has made the climb every Christmas Eve for 5 years running. Right about the time Harley Jackson was discovering his surprising calf, Carolyn was reclining against the vent cap that crowned the tower. Reaching into her backpack, she withdrew a slender thermos and poured herself a steaming capful of Earth Hug tea. Then she settled in for a look around. The water tower, a classic witch-hatted four-legger, stands on an elevated patch of land tucked within the armpit angle formed by the interstate off-ramp and County Road M. The rare visitor who chooses to exit the freeway and follow the gentle decline of County Road M into the dwindled heart of Swivel itself will be greeted by an outdated and optimistic green and white population sign declaring 562 citizens, when in fact a real estate death spiral and lack of local industry has drained the census well below that. There was a time when the state two-lane ran smack through town, and on holiday weekends, the burg could muster up a bustle. But when the bulldozers pushed the new four-lane through, they bypassed Swivel and left it to wither. And yet, life persists. Across the road, the halogen-lit quick pump is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Even now, near midnight on Christmas Eve, its logo glows against the sky on a long-stemmed sign visible from the interstate, advertising the only local attraction capable of convincing tourists to switch off the cruise control and visit, and even then, only for as long as it takes to top off the tank. Over the years, the quick pump had displaced all four of Swivel's gas stations, two of its three cafes, and the last lingering grocery. There'd been a lot of grumbling, but these days the grumblers filled their tanks and stood in line with everyone else for lottery tickets, lost liter milk, and heat-lamped breakfast burritos. Just past the quick pump was a small trailer court, then St. Jude's Catholic Church. Then came the railroad tracks, after which County M widened out into Main Street, which wore on its flanks the older, larger houses, the Solid Savings Bank, the Sunrise Cafe, the old farmer's store, long since closed and converted to apartments, a former laundromat, now serving as Reverend Gary's Church of the Roaring Lamb, and, at the intersection of Center Street and Main, the Buck Rub Bar. The elementary and high schools stood in a field at the far dead end of Main. County Road M hung a left and continued into the country, and the northernmost and southernmost borders of Swivel were marked by the respective steeple-mounted and fluorescent-lit crosses of the Lutheran and Methodist churches. The first time Carolyn Sawchuk climbed the water tower, she hadn't been sightseeing. She had been trying to solve a problem. To that end, her backpack contained bolt cutters, a headlamp, a can of WD-40, vice grips, miscellaneous wire and pliers, a mini crowbar, and a fat coil of oil-resistant hose. The weight was considerable, and halfway up the ladder she had to stop and catch her breath. Three-quarters of the way up, her quadriceps felt as if they'd been marinating in napalm. At the catwalk, she dared to look down, and her breath departed with such force she feared she would be found frozen to the railing come dawn. But the problem had to be addressed. So she had pulled out the bolt cutters, snipped the padlock on the climbing guard, gone headfirst into the safety cage, and, rung by knuckle-whitening rung, climbed to the very summit. Carolyn chose to make her initial climb on Christmas Eve for one primary reason: to avoid detection. Daylight hours were a non-starter, obviously. An outsider might have chosen the dead-of-night wee hours, but Carolyn knew Constable Benson whiled away the night shift making slow passes through town, with regular loops back to the quick pump for coffee refills and chit-chat with whoever was running the register. While he was no crack invigilator, there was still a chance he might sweep the old water tower with his spotlight out of habit. More than one drunken buck-rub patron had tried to scale the tower after closing time, and spray-paint-totin' high schoolers also, although this was most likely to occur during homecoming week. And if he did so, he would catch Carolyn halfway up or down. In this regard, Christmas Eve, just prior to midnight, offered several advantages. Nearly everyone in town was either asleep, groggily eggnogged, or rushing to make midnight mass. And rather than making small talk at the quick pump or cruising quiet streets, Constable Benson would be at the corner of Elm and Main with his vintage radar gun, picking off speeding Catholics.